bending and straightening the elbow and wrist. At last, the feeling seeped back. She had been able to move all her limbs on her own and was thinking of sleep again, when she noticed the first lifting of dawnlight in the sky. Jiron, who'd been standing guard outside the firelight, came back to cook a hot meal. Tamar went for water. Anzuli rolled partway over, groaned, and pushed himself up on one elbow.
"How is she?"
"I'm fine," said Pox. She still felt heavy and stiff, but knew that would pass.
"Well," said Jiron, looking from Anzuli to Pox and back, "if she's not fine, she's better than we would have expected."
He stirred the cookpot again. "Tamar says, you don't know what that was. Is that so, Poxenarian?"
"Yes. I'd never heard the name."
"Duskdraw Diggs. Rock Terror. Some call it Rock Serpent, though it is not a serpent. It has only a similar form, being long with a writhing body and coils. Some say, too, that the Dusk Sinyi, the dwarves, breed such creatures to guard their treasure vaults. I think that is a lie. Dwarves and elves seldom agree, but dwarves are not evil. Most of them, anyway. As you saw, it seems rock until it is aroused, most often a ledge, but sometimes in the form of ruined walls or buildings."
Pox thought of all the ruins she and Messenian had ventured near. What if one had been such a creature?
"Even when it rouses," Jiron went on, "it has the strength and weight of rock. Ordinary weapons blunt or break against its scales. The dusk and arrows, dwarf rot, will pierce its substance and fix the stone in place. Their virtue passes but slowly along its length, though, so the Duskdraw Diggs has time to avenge itself, and worse, in after times, it can renew itself and regain its mobility."
"But why did it attack my mind?"
"I know not, Poxenarian, why you were so sensitive to it. The revulsion you felt is what all who can sense the Tag feel when they come within range. The creature terrifies and confuses. Those who cannot sense a Tag may wander near enough to be consumed. We do not understand why a creature of stone would desire kith blood, but so it seems. Certainly it is an evil thing, and the gods of light designed the races of the kith for good. Perhaps that is enough."
Hot food restored a sense of solidity, but Poxenarian was still stiff and weak. She looked along her arms. Dark bruises mottled them, and she was sure the rest of her body looked as bad. Anzuli had been hit by flying stones. He had a couple of broken ribs and a bad gash on his leg. Tamar had only a scrape across her forehead. "From the tree limbs," she explained, and Jiron limped slightly from a bruised foot. They all rested around the fire after breakfast. Then Jiron sighed and stood.
"We must see to the bodies of our friends," he said. "Anzuli, can you walk if I help you?"
"For that, of course."
Anzuli pushed himself up, grunting with the effort, and Jiron steadied him. "Poxenarian, I doubt you can stand, but if you would try, Tamar will help."
Pox felt as stiff as stone herself, but with Tamar's aid, she was able to stand at last. She tried to take a step and nearly fell.
Jiron shook his head. "You can't go so far. Lie down again."
"No."
Pox shook her head, waking the pain in her skull. "I don't want to stay here alone."
Jiron raised his brows.
"You would face a Duskdraw Diggs and fear this peaceful sight? But perhaps you sense something again?"
"No, I meant, Fair was with me. We fell together, and if he had not pushed me ahead, I too—"
"Ah, you wish to join us in honoring him?"
"Yes, with Tamar's help I can walk."
She took another step to prove this.